the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480982 through 481046, warrants 8628 through 8632, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 2nd, 2025, along with executive minutes for June 2nd, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for June 2nd, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the Depository Bank Services for the bid award number 202504-579CC for County Clerk. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Do you bring forth a recommendation?
I do, sir.
All right.
So, following state statutes 110, Taney County Clerk put out for bid for bank bids beginning May 10th, and it was in the paper for 4 weeks. Bidding closed May 27th at 5 p.m., 23rd, excuse me, at 5 p.m. On Tuesday, May 27th at noon, the bid responses were opened and read into the record by me with Melanie Smith here, the treasurer. They were read into the record. There were 7 bids submitted and 2 letters of decline to bid. I am presenting a letter today from our treasurer, Melanie Smith, after a thorough evaluation of the bids received for Taney County's banking services. I am writing to formally recommend Southern Bank in Forsyth, Missouri as the most advantageous option of the county. Southern Bank has demonstrated strong service capabilities, competitive terms, and a clear understanding of the county's financial operations. Most notably, they offered the highest interest rate among all bidders and will provide all checks and deposit slips with no charge, which will enhance the county's investment earnings and overall financial position. Their local presence also ensures convenient access and responsive service, qualities that are essential to the daily operations of the Taney County Treasurer's Office and other county departments. I am confident that awarding the Depository Banking Services contract to Southern Bank will serve Taney County well, both immediately and in the long term. Thank you for your consideration of this recommendation.
Do you guys have any discussion?
I have no discussion.
I do not. Move to award bid number 202504-579CC to Southern Bank.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Wait, you already asked that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You can still ask it.
Yeah. Part of my process.
That's right.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you,
ma'am.
I will get
the award letter and the results emailed to all the banks.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of the Taney County Multidisciplinary Team Memorandum of Understanding. This is file number 25-060, Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, sir. With this, if the option is to approve, then we would also need to give Sheriff Daniels the authority for the being the signature on this.
You guys have any questions for me on this?
Just says that on page 12, there's some guidelines. The concern is only making sure that we review those guidelines. Have you reviewed those?
Yes, sir. The roles of law enforcement?
Yeah. And you're, there's no issues with any of that? Okay.
That's all stuff that we've been doing.
All right. I assume that. That was just brought to our attention. So. I don't have any questions.
Mr. Keyes?
No.
Good.
Move to approve the Taney County Multidisciplinary Team Memorandum of Understanding by and between Taney County and each of the following members: Prosecutor, Department of Social Services, Children's Division, Juvenile Office, other law enforcement agencies, mental health providers, and Child Advocacy Center, and allow Sheriff Daniels to sign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank
you.
Thanks, sir.
I'll have this upstairs when we meet later. Next, we have the approval of on-site water treatment system construction review and permitting. This is file number 25-059-ES for Environmental Services. Well, this morning we have Mr. John Suti. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, this agreement, this is our participation agreement between Taney County and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services that gives us the authority to implement and administer the on-site wastewater treatment system program for Taney County. And that's septic tank, you know, permitting the review of the applications, issuing the permit, performing the inspections, and all of that. They don't include the complaint investigation. That is a separate contract between Taney County and our local health department here over in our county here. Mm-hmm. But this is just for the permitting and inspection of new systems or the repair of systems or and to be there as far as networking, answering any questions on behalf of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to the citizens of the county that should have questions about septic systems or anything to that nature.
Okay. An agreement we have in front of us is going to be from July 1st of 2025 through June 30th of 2028,
yes,
three-year
sir.
Term.
Yep. And this will give Cody a chance. I know he's got his hands full right now, but if the county ever wants to adopt an on-site ordinance of its own, we can do that, and that way we would be out from under the state's purview on that, which the state supports that. Me being a one-person department, it's been nice to have the state health department and work through this agreement because they always have my back. If I run into problems, I can always call the state health department sanitarium to come down and assist me if necessary. So it's always been good to have this agreement to work with them. But if Cody should decide, or Cody and the commission, if you'd like mm-hmm. to have your own ordinance, that's something you could always do.
And that would not be, that wouldn't be interrupted with this agreement.
No.
We could make that transition in
absolutely.
The midst of this agreement.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have any bearing on this agreement
okay.
at all. I spoke with Nikki. She said that she had got this to Travis Elliott, so I assume Mr. Elliott has reviewed everything as far as the legal aspects of it.
We have, and we do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated June 5th, 2025, approving the agreement and related documents as to form.
Good deal.
Is there any questions for John?
No.
Okay. Hearing none.
Move to approve the on-site wastewater treatment system construction review and permitting by and between Taney County and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Next, we have the approval of supplemental agreement number 2 to the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Federal Lands Access Program, Thunder Road. This will be file number 25-061, Road and Bridge. This morning, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So this was part of the FLAP program, and this is where we were exchanging from the CE to the PE side phase.
That is correct. Thunder Road?
Yes. It has been through review with Mr. Elliott. We have a letter from him dated June 4th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. Everything going okay on Thunder Road now?
I think we're gaining ground.
Okay. Sure. I knew we was waiting on a few last documents to be.
Down.
Okay.
We're getting close.
Okay.
Really? The water's out?
Just a little bit.
Just a touch.
Move to approve the supplemental agreement number 2 to Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Federal Lands Access Program Thunder Road by and between Taney County and Great River Associates.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning. Have a good morning. Next, we have the monthly budget report. I would ask that that be rescheduled for a later date this time. So we'll take no action on that this morning. Move to our next order of business, which is the University of Missouri Extension update. With us this morning, we have Ms. Amber Allen. She's accompanied with Madison McCord, which is an intern.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Amber Allen. I'm a Human Development and Family Science Specialist with Extension. And this year, with Taney County Citizens, have participated in my mental health first aid classes I've been doing, child care professional development, as well as my Matter of Balance fall prevention courses. Later in August, I will be providing a WITS workout class here in Taney County, which is an 8-session course. Just like it sounds, works out your brain from a warm-up to a cool-down, but also shows that evidence-based information of why overall brain health helps with healthy aging. For those who are not familiar with the programming I provided, I will hand these out after this, but I do aging well programming for the community, family and parenting classes, professional development for child care providers, but also for school district personnel, and then well-being, so stress management and mental health first aid. Do you have any additional questions?
I don't.
No.
Where are those programs taking place at?
They've been anywhere from the school district. My one in August will be at the Ozark, or the library, OLC, but the Ozark Library Center in downtown Branson will be my one for August.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
LCO.
Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the SB 190 applications. Once again, we have Madam Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer, with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
You have before you the SB 190 applications that have been presented by Mona Cope, Attorney Treasurer. She recommends approval of application 1818 through 1982, and to deny.
I'm showing 1981.
1981.
It's all right. 1981, then 1982 through 1986.
Okay. Yes, to deny the rest.
We have it color coded. We get to cheat. Don't tell on yourself.
She didn't have glasses on.
I know. I wasn't going to say that either. Okay. You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Do not. Move to approve SB 190 applications 1818 through
1981 and deny 1982 through 1986.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?